Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Today we are discussing briefly doctors from hell. Doctors from hell. Taken from the Journal of Clinical Investigation. And the reason I want to briefly discuss this is because in my first show, the first show of 146 episodes, I made it clear. I did a couple of shows where I dealt with specifically human experimentation, state-sponsored experimentation on humans without their consent. Well, today we're going to look at doctors from hell, the horrific account of Nazi experiments on humans. To take a look at history, not 100 years ago, less than 100 years ago, the psyche of man has not changed. The psyche of man has not changed. People have become more creative and artistic in covering up their wicked deeds, actions, thoughts, plans, and programs. They've renamed the programs. They've rebranded the programs. They've restructured the programs. They've redressed the programs to look like something else. But when one carefully analyzes and uses spiritual discrimination, such as spiritual discernment, to look through what is happening, the spiritual man can extract from the smoke and mirrors and the clouds of confusion what exactly is being foisted upon the people. Now, I read the book Doctors from Hell in 2009, right before I did a couple of public speeches, just returning from London, on the occult in London, the occult energy and vibe in London, lectures concerning the Vatican, London and Washington, D.C., being three city-states, not a part of the countries in which they sit, but they are three separate corporations and sovereign entities, not a part of the countries that they sit in. Anyway, this book is a historical account of the works of man, men and women. Nothing has changed. The COVID-19 agenda, the Great Reset, Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 is going to be more of the same, just in a more technologically advanced fashion. The push for transhumanism, postmodern humanism, and the merging of man and machine, Nephilim technology, Genesis chapter 6, themes and motifs, the return of the Nephilim, the return of the Titans, the return of the days of Noah, is here. But let us take a look at what took place in Nazi Deutschland. Let us find out who actually many of the tenets and ideas and philosophies and ideologies that were used in Nazi Germany. Let's find out who it actually came from first. Somewhere along the way, I will go into my archives and pull out Sterilized by the State, a book that I studied heavily while living in Heidelberg, Germany. Sterilized by the State. Also reveals that the United States is infamous for human experimentation. Let us jump into this small piece of information here. From the Journal of Clinical Investigation, this shocking firsthand account of the monstrous behaviors of Nazi physicians by Vivian Spitz should be required reading for all medical, dental, nursing, and public health students and faculty. Time is better spent reading this book than filling out HIPAA forms and other well-intentioned but even less effective tools designed to protect patients' interests. Spitz was a 22-year-old court reporter during the doctor's trials at Nuremberg following World War II. In Doctors from Hell, the horrific account of Nazi experiments on humans, she recounts in vivid objective detail the horrific human experiments conducted by 20 so-called physicians and medical assistants in Germany under the direction of the Nazis. The human experiments included high-altitude experiments in which Konzentrationslager or concentration camp inmates were forced without oxygen into high-altitude chambers that duplicated conditions at up to 68,000 feet. Removal of sections of bone, muscle, and nerves, including whole legs removed at the hips to transplant to other victims. Artificial wounding and exposure to mustard gas, which, by the way, today is still used and is the source of chemotherapy. Wounding of two limbs and treatment of one but not the other with sulfenamide antibiotics. Intramuscular injection with fresh typhus and collection of skeletons from 112 live European proselytized Jewish inmates who were killed and defleshed. When you read this account, do not skip past the critically important foreword by Frederick R. Adams. It is Adams who helps put this horror into a modern and deeply disturbing context for us. Adams carefully documents how Nazi doctors shaped much of their human experimentation program after similar studies conducted earlier in the United States of America. Vereinigten Staaten. Germans lagged behind their American colleagues in implementing the eugenic endorsements of doctors. Eugenics was a very big thing in all of the states in the United States of America, Incorporated. Adams writes that as of 1995, Mississippi's eugenic sterilization law allowing for compulsory sterilization of the socially inadequate was still in force. Indeed, Germany's sterilization law, passed in 1933, came 26 years after the state of Indiana's. Let me repeat that again. Indeed, Germany's sterilization law, passed in 1933, came 26 years after the state of Indiana's. And just to note again, Mississippi's eugenics sterilization law, allowing for compulsory sterilization of the socially inadequate, was still in force in 1995. What lessons have been learned from the medical experimentation horrors of the Nazis? Today, in my own field of cardiology, I am aware of clinical studies now ongoing, particularly in the areas of gene therapy and cell-based therapy, for which there are inadequately convincing animal data, yet patients are being subjected to experimentation that puts them at great risk. What chance do patients have, even the most well-informed, when an arrogant and egotistically driven physician tells them that they are going to die unless they submit themselves to an unproven treatment? Sounds exactly precisely like the position the world was put into concerning SARS-CoV-2, coronavirus, COVID-19. But I digress. What chance do patients have? Even the most well-informed, when an arrogant and egotistically driven physician tells them that they are going to die unless they submit themselves to an unproven treatment. Are the patients told the truth that we don't have a lot of options and this is an unproven therapy that will likely do more harm than good? But we need to experiment on you. Are the patients told the truth? No, they are not. As one reads Spitz's beautifully written and fully documented account of the Nazi medical atrocities, one searches to understand the why and the how. One clear motivation for the anti-Semitism, as they say, among German doctors was the potential for personal and professional gain. For example, as Adams writes, dismissal of Jewish scientists from the Kaiser Wilhelm Consortium provided dozens of openings for professional promotion and opportunities for advancement in addition to usurping the reins and funds of research grants. How far have we come? Can the worldwide community of physicians who did little or nothing in the 1940s afford to sit silently when modern-day leaders calls for the same kind of ethnic cleansing so carefully and effectively practiced by German physicians 60 years ago? As the shocking tale concludes and becomes numbing, the reader must ask what lessons there are for us today. Yeah, what lessons are there for you today? The healthcare industry, in the parlance of our times, has become a dangerous driver of the kinds of abuses that were made famous by the Nazi doctors and the Nazi regime. Too much emphasis and reward is given to those who discover new treatments for patients. Thus, the driving force for some becomes the clinical trial that leads to FDA approval of the next blockbuster drug. You mean like the gene therapies that were just approved by the FDA last week and last year? Have we lost sight of the moral and ethical compass that was also absent among the German doctors during World War II? Is all the excess glory and fortune jeopardizing the very important and necessary rights of patients to truly informed consent? We pride ourselves in having come so far and learned so much in the past 60 years about how to respect patients' rights. But when a giant company like Merck tries to hide data about a blockbuster drug the same way Pfizer did and Moderna? Sehr interessant. This is very interesting. When a giant company like Merck tries to hide data about a blockbuster drug because it may be harming some patients, we must ask ourselves, how far have we come? We have not come far at all. One of the tenets of Judaism and Hebraism, don't confuse the two, is to bear witness, not to forget, but rather to remember and learn from the past, to never let it happen again. As healthcare providers, we have a moral duty to first read Spitz's alarming book, and then to speak out, to question, and to hold our colleagues to a higher moral standard, to ensure that there is no sequel to Doctors from Hell. And this concludes this brief intelligence session. Human experimentation has not come to an end, and it will not come to an end. Human experimentation was taking place in Genesis chapter 6, in the Torah. In the Old Testament of the Bible, nothing has changed. Yeshua said in Matthew chapter 24 that in the Akarit HaYamin, in the last days, it shall be as it was in the days of Noah, in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Genesis chapter 6 verse 1 says, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the Bnei HaElohim, the sons of God, saw the daughters of Adam, of man, that they were fair," which meant beautiful. "And they took them wives, all of which they chose. And Yahweh said, My Ruach, my spirit, shall not always strive with Adam, with man. For that he also is nefesh, flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Verse 4 says, "There were Nephilim in the earth in those days, and also after that," meaning after the flood, "when the Bnei HaElohim, the sons of God, came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them." We have some dumb theologians who said, "Oh, it's just the sons of Seth commingling with the children of Cain." No, it's not. There is nothing special about humans procreating with each other. Anyway, let us continue. "There were Nephilim in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty, Giborim, which were of old, men of renown." And this is where all of the DC and Marvel comics, this is where the Olympian gods and the Titans come from. It is all in reference to what was taking place in the days of Noah. In the Greek text, in the Septuagint or the Septuaginta, it calls the Giborim the Gigantes, which is translated the giants. We find evidence that there were giants in every ancient civilization. Ancient Egypt, ancient Babylon, ancient Mesopotamia, amongst the Chaldeans. All of the hieroglyphs show these things. The Sumerians have a number of artifacts that reveal these things. All ancient civilizations have the same stories, even in Mesoamerica. Even the Aboriginal, original Americans, the real Americans. Those that were slaughtered unjustly and exterminated. Verse 5, and Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. After what? After the arrival of the Nephilim. Nephilim comes from Nephal in Hebrew, which means to fall and descend. Which also, another term for it is the Anunnaki. Anunnaki means those who from heaven came down to earth. It is the precise meaning of Nephilim. The Anunnaki, the Nephilim. They're described the same precise way. And not one borrowed from the other. It is just simply a variegated account of the same event. Verse 5 says, and Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart, which is his consciousness, was only evil continually. And it repented Yahweh, which means Yahweh regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart, which is his consciousness, or his conscience. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast. Why? Because man was corrupted, his genome was corrupted, and the beast were corrupted, their genomes were corrupted. Why? Because there was experimentation taking place. Who were the ones conducting and inspiring this experimentation? The Nephilim, or as the ancient Greeks called it, the gods. However, they were not gods, they were fallen angels. They were rogue angels. They were angels that broke rank. They were angels that fell from light and were engulfed by and overtaken by darkness. The book of Enoch gives you all the details about how they taught the sons of men all of these things that we today call sorcery, witchcraft, magic, occult arts and sciences, pharmakia, the creation of poisons, the cutting of roots, the art of makeup and deception, the manipulation of electromagnetic energies, and the creation of all types of exotic technology. It says that, and Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and even the birds of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. And these are the generations of Noah, the Toldoth in Hebrew. Noah was a just man. He was a tzaddik, which means righteous man, and perfect in his generations. Tamim, which means genetically unaltered, genetically pure, physically sound, without blemish and spot. And Noah walked with Yahweh. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God. The earth also was corrupt before God. The earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with chamas, which in Hebrew means violence, robbery, debauchery, immorality. It says, the earth was filled with violence, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. What does that mean? That means that the genome was destabilized. The genome was destabilized. That which God created was altered, changed, augmented, updated. and damaged. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the foundation, a piece of the foundation. Of the transhumanist agenda that is about to be externalized as part of the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem.